Hi, I'm Carl Azus, delivering your Tuesday, November 24th edition of CNN Student News. Our first story concerns last year's outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in West Africa. It was the largest epidemic in history. The worst hit countries were Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, though it spread across the world after some people who'd traveled to the region returned home with the virus. Since last year, Ebola has killed more than 11,300 people, and it's not completely contained. Liberian health officials just confirmed 3 new cases. A new report by international health experts suggests the outbreak wouldn't have been as bad if the World Health Organization had sounded the alarm sooner. The group is part of the United Nations. It aims to monitor and protect people's health worldwide. It was accused of waiting until last August to declare the outbreak a public health emergency when it allegedly knew Ebola was out of control in the spring. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute, which contributed to the report, says the cost of the UN organization's delay was enormous. The World Health Organization responded by saying it welcomed the report, that some of the report's recommendations were already being put in place, and that the tide has been turned against the outbreak. French investigators are piecing together clues of what led up to the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris. They haven't yet identified all 7 of the ISIS terrorists who were killed, but officials believe that 3 of them entered France as refugees. As many as 10,000 police officers and 6,500 soldiers have been deployed across the French capital. Brussels, Belgium remains under that nation's highest terror threat level. At least one suspect there has been charged in connection with the Paris attacks. Others are being detained for further questioning. Meantime, international airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq and Syria continue. Are they having an impact?
It has been more than a year since the coalition airstrikes began in Iraq and Syria. So now, where do we stand in the fight against ISIS? The first airstrikes against ISIS began August 8, 2014. The U.S. Defense Department says since then, more than 8,000 airstrikes have hit Iraq and Syria. Almost two-thirds of those have been launched by the United States at a cost of nearly $5 billion. Targets include oil refineries, pipelines, buildings, armored vehicles, tanks, and fighting positions. The targets are strategic, designed to weaken ISIS both militarily and financially by destroying the oil infrastructure that enables ISIS to sell oil on the black market. There are now 65 coalition partners, but not all of them are engaged in combat. Only 9, including the United States, are actually involved in airstrikes against ISIS. At the start of the bombing campaign, the CIA said there were as many as 30,000 ISIS fighters. The CIA has yet to update those numbers. ISIS considers itself a state and is setting up governments in captured cities like Raqqa in Syria and Ramadi in Mosul in Iraq. ISIS has also made significant gains in Libya and Egypt. And then there's the question of loyalties. In Syria, there's President Bashar al-Assad on one side and ISIS on the other, with a number of rebel factions in between, whose loyalties can be very difficult to figure out. The U.S. has spent hundreds of millions of dollars training moderate Syrian rebels with little to no success. Drone strikes have killed several high-value ISIS leaders in the region, including Hafiz Saeed, the ISIS leader in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and Mohammed Emwazi, also known as Jihadi John, who was killed in November. But now ISIS is entering a dangerous new phase in response to coalition advances, launching external operations in which European nationals train and fight alongside ISIS fighters to carry out attacks like the one in Paris. And now they're threatening more. ISIS has also claimed responsibility for taking down a Russian passenger plane in Egypt in October, an attack it says was in retaliation for Russian airstrikes in Syria. Those airstrikes are not being launched in coordination with the United States because the two nations disagree on whether Bashar al-Assad should stay in power. Yet another sign of just how complicated this fight is amidst the chaos.
Well, it's time to take roll. Let's see who's watching and requesting a mention on our transcript page at CNNStudentNews.com. In southeast Minnesota, you'll find the city of Eagan. You'll also find the Wildcats on the prowl at Dakota Hills Middle School. Moving southwest to Grand Island, Nebraska, the Islanders are there. Hello to Grand Island Senior High School. And in the northern German city of Hamburg, it's great to have the International School of Hamburg watching CNN Student News.
I think it's just surprising that the first accumulating snowfall we've had has been so bad. Usually, you know, the first one doesn't even stick.
But this one did. The first significant snowfall of the season has hit the northern U.S. And while seeing snow in the north is like seeing sand at the beach, what's different this time around is that some spots saw several inches relatively early in the season. These are scenes from southern Wisconsin. A different kind of weather event just brought snow to folks in northwestern Michigan, northeastern Ohio, and northwestern New York. One thing they all have in common, besides northern latitudes, they're near one of the Great Lakes, so they're no stranger to lake effect snow.